الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. இந்த ஆயத்தை கரீமா அல்லாஹ் துபாரக் தஆலா சேஸ் தஆவனு அல் தஆவனு அல் பிர்ரி வத் தக்வா, ஹெல்ப் ஒன் அனதர் ஆன் பிர், ஆல் குட் டீட்ஸ். தக்வா, தி ஃபியர் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ் துபாரக் தஆலா, தி ஒபீடியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ் தஆலா. வலா தஆவனு அல் இஸ்மி வல் உத்வான், அண்ட் டு நாட் சப்போர்ட் அண்ட் ஹெல்ப் ஒன் அனதர் ஆன் இஸ்ம், குணா, டிஸ் ஒபீடியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ், உத்வான், the transgression, the breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So this is one of the very important injunctions of the Quran Sharif. As every ayat, every injunction is important, so too is this. Allah give us tawfiq that we understand the importance of it. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam told the Sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what will be your condition when people will stop commanding the good and stop forbidding the people from evil? The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who an embodiment of the Quran Sharif, of the hadith, they say, can such a time come that the people will not encourage on good and will not stop the evil? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a time worse will come when people will command the evil and stop the good. They couldn't believe that such a time can also come. Unfortunately, we find those times are present today. That today, how many people are commanding the good, the bad, and stopping from the evil? In our own homes, our lifestyle, our culture, all the things that we are doing, how many, all the wrong things we are encouraging, or we are forcing the wrong. For example, the education of our children, etc., where they are being taught Darwin's theory of evolution, where they are being taught the Big Bang theory, and that also, unfortunately, today it is across the board. All schools, private, public, whatever, all schools. One school we went to, and they said that what you call it is, with the teacher, he explains to the students the right thing. But it comes in the mind. But anyway, then ask them, and in the exam, what happens? When the question comes in the exam, then what happens? Then they understood. Before that, I asked them, your school, is it compliant according to Sharia? They said 100% compliant. But then they understood. So today, unfortunately, that is the condition. And in this matter of helping one another on good and stopping from evil, there are many other aspects also. For example, we find that what we call people who are celebrities, the whole world runs after them, and they have we have various types of shows also. A comedian has a show, for example. A person who is a YouTuber, and he appears on YouTube, and he's got not thousands but millions of followers. And when they come and they have their shows, or they have their bayans, etc., it may be a seerat jalsa also. And you have a speaker there. And when they speak, for example, on the seerat jalsa, or on the occasion of nikah, about marriage, for example, or any other occasion, the speech is 100% correct, confirms to everything. But that is not enough for us to see. Unzur ila man qal, wala tanzur ila ma qal. See who is saying what they are saying. Don't just see enough, it's not enough just what they are saying. What they are saying now is this in conformity with all other times also. Or other times they say other things according to the occasion. When to please the people, if it is, for example, an interfaith gathering, then they say those things to please the people for the interfaith. If it is an occasion, for example, to have iftari with a rabbi, a rabbi doesn't keep roza, but he's celebrating, making iftari, right? And then you're there also, And when it is Siratul Nabi Jalsa, you are there also. And here also you speak. So don't just see the person or the speech that he is giving. But see what is his association and relationship. You have, for example, a comedy show to make jokes and that. It's not haram. You can make jokes, but not at the cost of deen. Istihza bid-deen, to make a joke of the smallest thing of deen, that is kufr. It leads a person out of the fold of Islam. And istighfaf bid-deen, to make deen like a light thing, not an important thing. That is also, it leads a person to kufr. And it isn't only the person who is saying it, but the person who is listening also. And if in all complicity, we just listening, we are part and parcel of it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on one occasion, he was invited to a walima. And as he approached near, he heard the drum that was permissible to a certain specific type. And at that time, but he said, he turned back. He said, I can't attend there. Man radiya bi amali qawmin kana shariqan fihim, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. A person who is happy with the actions of a person, and he just keeps quiet, for example. For example, it's a known masala also. If a girl is asked, are you prepared to marry so-and-so? And she keeps quiet, her keeping quiet is taken as that she is in agreement. So that is acceptable. So when all these things are happening, then, and we just keeping quiet, we just sitting there, our iman is in danger. And these things are not only on there, but even like on the cell phone. And today on the cell phone, on all the various social groups, what and what is not shared. If any joke about deen comes, about the parda of woman, ninja, anything like that, about the kurta, about namaz, about anything, and we just accept it also, our iman is in danger. And worse still, if we share it with somebody also. And today the people like to almost share everything with others. We forward it, we share it with other people. So all these things are very, very dangerous. So people who come, no matter if they have millions of followers, but see what is their whole life. And who is it that I should, whose gathering should I be attending, whose gathering should I not be attending? These are things that we have to consider very, very gravely. And remember, our life is not only for this dunya, but the real life is the akhirat. The life forever and ever in the qabr. Qabr is not forever in the qabr, but qabr's life is ila yawmi yub'athun. For so long we will be in the qabr. What will be our condition there? Then on the day of Qiyamah, which the Quran Sharif says, kana miqdaruhu 50,000 years. 50,000 years. Then how was our condition? After that, is la ila nihaya. There is no end to the life after that of Jannat also, and of Jahannam also. So we really, and not only we, all people, Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone. It can be a heart for atheists also. But everyone, kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. We are going to be tasting of death. What will be our condition there? So all this we have to take into consideration. It's not just a matter that this is a famous person, the whole world is going to his gathering. So I'm also going. Or it's a show, and it's just a comedy. So what's it? A comedy is nothing wrong. I'm also going. So we must see what that person, what do they make jokes about? If jokes are being made about deen, or if there's a record of jokes being made about deen, etc., then I can't be part of that. And not only that I can't be, but I must inform others also. That is also my duty. I must try and inform as many people. And it isn't the work of just a few people who are concerned. A few ulama, a group of ulama are concerned, but it should be the whole ummah. Wata'awanu is the plural, jama. The whole ummah is responsible. So we all should see and consider that wherever in our precincts, in our surroundings, there is anything that is happening which is against Sharia, it can be, for example, a soccer tournament, and what things are happening, a sports day, a day of entertainment, a public walk for in support of something, whatever things, whatever is not according to Sharia, it is our duty. And then, following on that, another very, very important thing is, like in the form of a little car guzari, I wish to explain so that we can understand. We know the wifaq, or ulama had a program in Binoni just now. So there was one brother who explained to me that his brother-in-law came also. And his brother-in-law was associated with the Bareilly school of thought. He has got that idea, but he decided to come. Let us go and see. And he brought along with him a friend. And the friend was a very modernist person who follows the modernist people also. He followed those ulama. So anyway, they came. And after that, the comments they made, that is what I wish to share with everyone. This person, this Bareilly person, he said that we could see that these are the ulama haq. These are the people who follow the truth. On one occasion, very many years ago, when I used to go for Jummah to Krukasdorp Masjid, so I gave a talk, it was on Seerah, and after that I could see one person sitting in a third stuff right against the wall. He was making some remarks. So I thought he's taking objections to what I'm saying. Anyway, after the talk was finished, namaz was finished, I was going out, so he started walking towards me. So I say, now he is going to object. But then he told me that what you people, the ulama of Dioban, what you explain of the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that our ulama, he say, of the Bareilly school of thought, he say they have got no idea of it also. Right? So the ulama of Dioban, they mashallah, the true, the real position of Nabi, how great it is. Like Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi says, مَدَّعَتْهُ النَّصَارَى فِي نَبِيِّهِمْ. Don't say that what the Nasara told with regard to their Nabi, that he's Ibnullah, the son of Allah, or that he is Allah himself. Don't say all those things. Besides that, besides praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the position of Allah, as much praises as you want to bestow upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot do justice to it. So that is the position. So anyway, that was his. And that modernist, so for the other person was like a modernist, and he follows the ulama who follow interfaith, who follow intermingling of women, etc., free videos, world, photos, etc. So he also say, I have 100% what these people are speaking is the haq. And that is the right way. He says, I'm following these people, and that is now his words I'm quoting. He says, I'm following those people, but I know they are wrong. And since I know they are wrong, so Allah will forgive me. I'm not following them with conviction. I'm following them just because my nafs. I want to follow them. But really, these are the people. Similarly, some other people also, they said that what has happened in other countries generally, where people are just more on the modern way, free thinkers, modern way of thinking, they say that should have been 100% in South Africa also, if it wasn't for the Wifaqul Ulama. He says, now that these are here, they are explaining to the people. So anyway, that happened. Then, after that, one alim friend phoned me and told him that his jamaat, they have relieved him of his job. They asked him to leave. And the reason he gave, that one time, a person without a beard wanted to make imamat. So he objected, you cannot make imamat like that. And this the mutawallis took objection to. They took objection to this thing, that why did he stop him? So that is what is happening today, especially like Ramadan time, when the mutawallis son wants to make taraweeh. But the whole year you don't see him in the masjid. Or his dressing is very far from Sharia. Though when he comes for Taraweeh, again that same thing. For Taraweeh he'll come, he'll dress properly. But the rest of the time, he's different. So to follow such a person is a problem according to Sharia, but according to the general public is not a problem. They say, why are you stressing over the small thing, over the small things. For them it is small thing, but for these people, as Maulana explained now, they are just to wear the right socks first or the left foot one first, or take out the left one first or the right one first. These things are very big for these people, which the Quran Sharif says, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, that you regard these matters as small matters, but by Allah they are regarded as big matters. So anyway, that was quite a big story and issue, and now that is a problem. After that, one friend came and he met me, and his wife had to make Zuhar Namaz, so they came home. And then he explained to me. Now this is a businessman and a very big businessman. And he's dealing in gold, mashallah. He's got a lot of business. And he was with his son also. And he explained, now this is very important for me, for you all. He's not a Maulana, he's not like a Sufi or something. But from Tahajjud he's up at his time every day. And then his whole Ma'mulat, his tahajjud namaz, his tilawat of Quran Sharif, all his zikr, du'as, etc. And then he does his business also. And then again, he says from Asr, all know they mustn't touch me. Because then he's busy with his Quran Sharif, reading the Quran Sharif. So in that he was explaining that when I read my Quran Sharif, he told me many times before also, and this time he had his handbag with him. Like hand luggage, he was traveling, so he had his hand luggage. He said, this is with me everywhere, at home also, and when I travel also. So for us, who of us are paban, like when we travel also. Otherwise, we take advantage of the laxity also. But he does his work everywhere, traveling or at home. So Allah, give us all tawfiq. One big weakness we have is that our ma'mulat, many times even our namazes, our faras also, when we are on travels, etc., we compromise them very much. But he is pabund everything, not only his namaz and his, but all his ma'mulat also. In between also, he was telling me, then I read these du'as. And he counted about 10 du'as, and he read all 10 du'as. Now usually, when the occasion of the dua, you remember the dua. But like that, when you want to tell somebody, you don't really remember the words. So, but he was pabund, it was that. And one special feature that he has, he reads Quran Sharif, the Arabic, and then the English also. He did translation. And he was very conscious of that, of the translation also. And because of that, a great change has come in his life. And also, he listens to the talks also, and he follows also. Also, he explained that his wazifas, he's got his wazifa kitab, and the whole wazifa kitab, he completes it every day. Which is not easy also. It's not everyone's piece of cake to do that, but he does. All this I'm saying, that for me, that I must become paband. Each one of us take it, I must become more paband. Many, many of our friends, they have this complaint that we are consistent, we have got pabandi for a little few days, little while, and then again our istiqamat, we haven't got istiqamat. But he for years is carrying on. And then many things to verify, he had said, my son, what is it, what time do I get up, what time I do this, everything. And he encourages his son also, who is a married person. And he's a doctor. His son is a doctor, but he's got him. They also properly permanent. So this is what we must try and get within us, that we have all this. Then a dream was seen that of that time when the Group Areas Act, but longer after the Group Areas Act, one of the results of the Group Areas Act was that many people, in our context, they had to leave the cities and go and live in residential areas. Like lands, for example, from Joburg, they took them. Now it has become more even cosmopolitan. Overseas people are also everywhere, everything. For example, Krugersdorp people were brought to Azadville, like this, all different people. So at that time, in this dream, that a person is giving Dawit to the local people, some white people, some black people, and they, according to how that person was explaining, like that they were giving Dawit. That is not just only Dawit of Islam, but with the conviction of it. Like we say, I read the Quran Sharif, and with the translation, authentic translation, you say, I see which kitab, I don't just take any kitab. With the authentic translation, so that conviction comes in me. So with that conviction, with that spirit, they were giving Dawit also. Not much, not in quantity much, but quality. Also with that conviction. And also with that love and enthusiasm. That is what he's wondering also. This person, mashallah, whatever he explained, you could see that he's doing it with passion and with enthusiasm. From this ayat of the Quran Sharif, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ أَلَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those people whom you have favored, O Allah Ta'ala. And that sirat, that path is the path of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The path that leads to the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So to that path. And in that path were two particular things. One is with that conviction. And the other with that enthusiasm. That is the thing which also we all lack very greatly. We have with that enthusiasm that of Islam and of being. And he was giving, and this in the dream, these people were giving that da'wat also with enthusiasm. Now on account of that, his power istiqamat, continuity. Because these people had this istiqamat in him. And the other is that with that conviction and with that passion they were giving the da'wat. So those people, though in quantity they were not so much, but with that, and the result was, like what that Maulana, because he stopped that person to make namaz without a beard, so and they asked him to leave. So today the condition has become not only overseas, more it is in other countries, what are called first world countries, but even here, whoever wants to stand up for the truth, people oppose him. Whether it is in the family, you're having a gathering, for example, and who want to stand up for the truth, you get opposition. And today, in all types of gatherings, there are people who are doing wrong things. And if you don't attend also, you are ostracized also. And you are regarded as a person that you want to take part. Though you know why you can't take part. But they are gaining momentum. So actually what the thing was, that these people who were giving this da'wat, because they were continuously giving this da'wat and doing the right thing, and with this passion, and with this istiqamah, and with the feeling, Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of the leaders of the people who are the opposition like, that no, these people are the right people. And when it came in his heart, and he said that let them do what they want to. They are the right people. Like for example, I said at the beginning, they know what is right and what is wrong. But the effect of it will come when we will be consistent, and we will be pabund, and we will have that passion of deen. Then Allah will put in somebody's heart. And then what will happen is then the winds of hidayat will blow. At the moment, the winds of dalalat, of the wrong, is blowing. Everyone is going just with the wind. All the wrong that is happening. If you stand up against that, you're the odd person out. You are being ostracized. You are being regarded as the person who doesn't follow the right, etc. So that is the condition. But if we will stand up for the truth and we will be consistent, then Allah will change the hearts of those people. Like for example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up for the truth and unwavering. No matter what they offered, you can put the sun in my right hand, the moon in my right hand, but I cannot stop this war. When that was the condition, then one of the strongest people of the Quraysh, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who came with his unsheathed sword to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah changed his heart. And his heart changed, and he told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are on the truth, we are on haq. So we don't have to hide and read namaz, we will go and make namaz in the haram, in front of everyone. And when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala stood with his sword, who could stop them? So this all will happen when we will have that conviction, when we will have that passion. So that is what we have to try and get into us, our pabandi, our istiqamat on amal. And then that on sirat mustaqim, and this also sirat mustaqim, alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim, those people whom Allah has showered his favors upon, and ghayril maghdubi alayhim, and we shun the ways, not only keep away, but we shun the ways of the non-Muslims. We shun the ways of the non-believers. Today, unfortunately, by and large, we have brought the way of the kuffar into our lives. And we support and we promote their way of life. So, in that condition, for Islam to spread and the truth to spread, it's difficult. When we will become pabund, then it will come. So, istiqamat is very, very important for us. That we are, our ma'amulat, etc. How this brother, even when he's on safar, and he showed me, he took out his rahel also. He's got a special rahel. He put two separate pieces, he put it together. I put my Quran on there. And then I start. Here's my musalla. When I have to make namaz, I don't have to ask anyone. My light. I got my light with me. Everything, wherever he is, he's pabund on all these things. So we should take inspiration from such people. And we should also try and bring it into our lives. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And we should be very, very careful. Ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. Wa la ta'awanu ala al-ithmi wa al-idwan. Udwan. Let us not forget that all the right that is taking place, support the right. And the evil, don't support the evil. And we must in fact try our best to see that the evil, we stay away and we keep others away from the evil also. Not only that, we want to see that tamasha, that this is going to take place and who is going to oppose it, and what we just want to see what's going to happen. No, we all must stand up for the haq. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And the way to stand up for the haq is with this consistency, with this conviction, with this passion. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, guide us all to righteousness, save us from all the wrong and the evil, inshallah.